Oh, that's because they are drunk. Then you don't feel anything.
It's because it's so cold in winter. This is now summer.
Yeah.
Can you
sound
him, David?
He just
came
downstairs. He might come.
Oh, I see.
Who?
You said in London. He was sleeping. He went from upstairs, and I saw him get up, so I was thinking he is awake.
You have decorated this room as Vrindavan.
Yes.
Main help from Devananda Prabhu.
Vrinda forest.
Yes.
And Radha Krishna Jugal.
Gaunityananda.
Gaunityananda also.
It's your pleasure.
So it, you have made it like...
Morning, Jugalay.
Oh, last night I read your opinion about economic crisis.
Oh yes.
Though I could not understand fully, but some what I understood, it was a good suggestion to solve economic problems.
Thank you, Guruji. I wanted you to be proud because this is top paper in the world.
And they have so much value for your opinion.
Yeah. It was very sweet. I was very happy. Thousands of people write to them.
You will again write?
If I have something intelligent to say, but if not, no.
How many times?
What did you mean about that? How to overcome?
What I said was that... the pollution in the world is caused because carbon emissions are not priced properly. So the pollution aspect is not priced. So there should be more tax. If you have oil, there should be more tax. If you're emitting industry carbon, there should be more tax. So I linked it to the...
He often takes my opinion, but this is his own special opinion.
I think that you have given an opinion to write like.
So I linked it to the abolition of slavery. I said Obama should refer to the abolition of slavery, because with the abolition of slavery, vested interests, the interests of the slave traders, they were...
He's still telling you his opinion.
Sorry, my wrong. With the slave traders, they were... they said, no, you can't get rid of slavery because there's big industry, and also what we do, we must have our cheap slaves. Mm-hmm. So in the same way with carbon emissions, if you price carbon emissions properly, it would be good because then new industries would change and also technology would evolve to replace the carbon emissions with new technology. So I said Obama should use this vision to change the nature of...
I think Obama might ring him up now. Maybe he reads.
How is my business?
Mixed, Gurudev. Some stable, some problem, and some prosperous.
It's like hospital patients. It's.
We have Gurudev. We have many companies. We have companies in Spain. We have companies in Argentina. We have companies in Montenegro.
Turkey, Morocco.
So, for example, Morocco is not so bad. Okay.
What?
Morocco, you know Morocco.
Broker company.
Yeah. No. Morocco.
Morocco.
Spain, Africa, after Spain, Morocco. One country is called Morocco.
We should get the atlas together.
No, you can get the atlas.
Morocco, okay. Spain, problem, difficult. Argentina, good. So it's mixed.
You have bought some land in Argentina?
Yes.
What purpose?
For making development, golf.
To sell, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
And after that, you can sell?
Yes.
And we're thinking of doing also farmland in Brazil.
Huh?
Farming in Brazil.
Like farmers.
In Brazil as well. Yeah. We're researching this at the moment.
Buying land.
New opportunities.
You have a big company.
It's big, yes.
In
17 countries, Gurudev.
But
in Spain, Turkey,
Morocco, Romania,
Argentina,
Bulgaria, Croatia.
17. Poland. But
not India, Gurudev.
But Gurudev?
Not India.
No.
No, we're worried.
India,
the Indians
is
are too clever. Gurudev, the Indians
but
are too...
But now not poor.
Huh?
India was poor, but
yeah.
Now not poor.
No, not
also,
poor.
Indians very clever.
And corrupt.
We go to India for spiritual life, so we want to be very careful. We don't want to go for India for crazy business.
But, our business used to be 40 people, and now it's 20 people. So it's
you have reduced
half size. Yes.
But good people.
What they are doing? Not complaining?
No, they're not complaining.
Otherwise, they get fired.
They work harder though.
They want to meet you, Gurudev.
Yeah, they're all
tomorrow
coming.
Tomorrow, they will all come.
Who will come? Those who have gun or those who are
those who are staying.
Please, Gurudev, can I have my job back?
Otherwise, maybe they're praying.
Yeah, please, Gurudev, can I have my job back?
And the ones who stay, they come and they will say, can we give up our job and join Gurudev?
Yeah.
The little business is...
Yes, it is. Yes, we told them that it's your business, so they're coming to meet you. You're like chief CEO.
Chairman.
We're seeing good.
In Navadvip, good progress is going on.
Good.
Now they're making domes.
Yeah.
And finishing. And then chakra, you know,
wheel
on the top of the dome,
big
chakra, and
chakra must be huge.
Other
kalas will be given.
Yeah.
Final.
Flag.
1,000.
Final.
Oh.
How
big is the chakra?
Like this?
Like
perhaps?
This?
More than this. And bansi will be there.
Really?
Flute.
Flag.
Right. It's the biggest temple in Navadvip, yeah?
Yes.
Is there anything bigger in Mayapur? Just maybe.
Oh yeah, ISKCON is very big.
It is bigger than Govardhan.
Yeah, much bigger.
ISKCON is bigger.
So many west rooms,
not so tall.
So number two after ISKCON.
It doesn't, it's best.
Will you come to Italy?
Will I come?
To Italy.
Yes. I'm flying with you, Gurudev.
Same plane.
Yeah, we're sitting together, Gurudev.
Same plane.
Yeah, they need extra fuel.
They have a seat in the middle for you.
He's sitting, but he cannot sit next to you because you will have less room.
I'll sit next to you, Gurudev.
It's only 2 hours.
Two hours.
Just when you sit next to me, I can sit on his lap, no problem. Then all will clap.
And the stupid will
one
clap.
Narada Rishi went in the Royal Palace of a very big king. The king welcomed him, washed his lotus feet, and began to pray. Narada Rishi kindly told, now you are old person. After death, what will be this Raj Palace? And what will be of your kingdom? What will be of your money? Can you take your kingdom, palace, queen, sons, And any farthing from this place? Then king told, I cannot take. Tajal donkey, why you are doing so much labor day and night like donkey you are doing? Why? If you cannot take anything from this world, why like donkey you are? Whole day, night, no sleep, nothing. O king, anyone will not be happy by this money, son, daughter, wife, husband, anyone. Try to realize that you are soul and super soul in your body and you are not this body. If you are body, then when soul goes away out of this body, he cannot speak, cannot move, cannot think anything. So don't waste your time in these things. Give your kingdom to your son. At once, come with me in Vrindavan. And there, you should meditate, you should chant, you should hear sweet pastimes of Krishna. By that, very soon, prema bhakti will come. What prema bhakti?
Thik ache.
Understand?
Yes.
Will come. And thus you will be liberated from this world. And then you will go where Krishna is in Golok Vrindavan and serve. There is no death, no birth, no sufferings. Always happiness in serving Krishna and Radha. Hearing this, the king told her, my eyes have been opened. I don't want to be in this kingdom with son, daughter and at once I am giving up all these things and coming with you in Vrindavan, and there on the bank of Yamuna I will be there. There I will beg something and maintain my life anyhow and do bhajan. And he did. And after some time he was liberated. And perhaps in next life he will go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes where, and after that he will go to. So we should give importance of bhakti gradually. Worldly things, money or anything cannot save us. So better, if you cannot give up, anyhow maintain your life and in that practice bhakti yoga, and then you will be happy. Like Gaur Pramanande Hari.
Narad Rishi Subarnasen Maharaj ke bole chile jakam.
Narad Rishi
Subarnasen
Maharaj ke bole chile.
Oh, ita bolna.